Well, good morning, and thanks for tuning in. Gonna have a little coffee with Jesus this morning, and that's a good thing that we get a chance to relax with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning and blessing us, God. We pray that your kingdom come and your will be done, that you would deliver us from evil, and that you'd feed us with your daily bread from heaven. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Forgive us our sins, too. Thank you, God, for goodness and grace and mercy. Well, we thank God for just another day. It is, Monday the 7th. And, you know, we usually do communion around this time, actually the first of the month. Maybe you might do it a little bit different. We kind of practice having communion the first of the month. It's always a good idea to remember the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection until he comes again. And we are kingdom builders, and so I want to encourage you. Get out there and let people know that Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. And that without him, there is no life, right? And without Christ, life is utterly futile. Speaking of that, I wanted to talk to you guys today about the evil, Dr. Evil, and the evil plans of these people. The World Economic Forum came out with their plans. They really came out very, very strongly with their plans of what they actually are trying to do or attempting to do with the Great Reset. And one of Dr. Evil's plans, and I'm not talking about Klaus Schwab, I'm talking about his advisor. His name is Evil. Noah, evil Noah, as in the days of Noah. Dr. Evil actually is a professor with the Department of History in Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and he is the author of a popular science bestseller, Sapiens. He talks about the brief history of humankind and then Homo Deus, which actually is pointing towards a man will become God. So, you know, again, his whole idea behind his teaching is that history begins with humans inventing God and will end with humans becoming God. You know, it's a funny thing. We invented gods and now we become gods. Well, who are you going to become a god over? You know, you have to have somebody to rule over in order to become a god. But, you know, his evil plans actually published on YouTube. And let me just let you hear a little bit of what he has to say.
Many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough. And nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals. Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself.
Okay, so that's basically kind of where he's going with this whole thing, Dr. Evil. Just amazing that he's talking about that, and he also talks about the nature of God and the nature that there is no God, basically, and that the elite have the ability now to become gods in his particular mindset. And so, you know, there he is. Human beings began with humans invented God, and then ended with humans becoming God. And he spoke at the World Economic Forum and is Klaus Schwab's top advisor. And so they really are just kind of coming out with it, because I guess they don't really believe that either way, that there's no way to stop this particular kind of thing. And really, you know, that's probably how people think, you know. But they've got to get rid of the Christian element. And so, you know, some of the things that they're doing is they're pushing Hollywood. And by the way, you know, Hollywood has come out with a brand new Batman. And in the Batman, the movie is all about, you know, building back better. That's the whole thing. They're starting over. They're starting society over in Batman. And so, let me see. But you can watch the whole thing on your PC. How about that? So they want you to know what the plans are. The plans are is that basically Batman is actually overwhelmed in this movie. In this movie, Batman is so overwhelmed with crime that he really is actually working to, you know, they call it the unmasking, right? He's working to build, keep society as it is, but then as he continues to work to keep society as it is, he discovers that it's futile to actually try to keep society as it is. It's really futile, and what he attempts to do in the Batman series is trying to fight the Joker and the Riddler. Well, the Riddler, really. I think it's the Riddler. And he's trying to fight the Riddler in order to maintain society. But society is so corrupt that it needs to be actually exploded, blown up, blown to pieces, so that they can build back better. And at the end of the movie, there is a blowing up of all things. And of course, then they start over again, building back better, a new future with a better group of people in charge. And then, of course, you know, you have these people out there waiting for the opportunity to rebuild society. Dr. Evil, Klaus Schwab's mini-me. This is Klaus's mini-me. And then you have you know, you have people out there who are salivating, are the world elite, the people of the world who want to, you know, they're salivating. The people who control everything, they think they've got all the money in the world, the billionaires. No millionaires. I don't think there's any millionaires in it, but billionaires. But if you would become part of this, you possibly could become a billionaire. And the ultimate merchandise is not money, not fiat economy, but the ultimate merchandise is going to be people. Having people and the power of people and controlling them. Well, you know, coffee with Jesus this morning. Coffee stands for Christ Offers Forgiveness for Everyone, Everywhere. And look, These people actually really do believe that they are going to be gods, that they're going to replace God, and the old ideas of the economy will no longer exist, according to Klaus Schwab himself. You know, his whole purpose in doing this too is that he wants to do this. But let's listen more to his advisor, Dr. Evil. Evil. Is it evil or evil? Noah Harari.
Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life, 4 billion years ago. For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed in the basic rules of the game of life. All of life, for 4 billion years.
Wait a minute. Did he just say 4 billion years? Oh, brother. So he actually believes in evolution. And so that's where we are. We have these kinds of people who have this mindset that you do not have a soul, but you are an animal that is hackable. And that's what he wants to do.
Dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry.
Natural selection.
But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time,
Bill Gates. Oh, that's where he comes in there. So it's going to be headed up by Microsoft and the Microsoft cloud. It's getting really interesting here. It's very interesting. But I'm just going to hear what you guys have to say. You know, this is amazing times that we actually are living in. You guys out there? Well, good morning. How you guys doing? Ethan, good morning. He king of the world. Yeah. And Chad Novell, who made him king of the world? I agree. Buffering, they're buffering me so mad, so bad. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry about that. I hope not. I hope they won't buffer too much. It's actually on YouTube, so I don't understand why they would buffer. Maybe they just don't want us talking about it. They just kind of want us to watch it. Let's see. Laura West Colette, is that it? And it said here, what are you saying? He will sit in his temple. Yeah, he will. Declaring himself the Most High and declare himself God. Wow, that's, ooh, good point. Yeah, man, I had my scriptures lined up and you lined that one up perfectly. I probably butchered your name though. It was Justine that I saw, Justine. God bless you. And also, thank God for my beautiful moderators, Justine, Etha, Brian Wu, and Riri Disciple. Yeah, don't see her, but God bless you this morning. Joseph Johnson, how are you doing this morning? Hope you're feeling well. And then Joe Friday, God bless you. Good to see you this morning. You know, the thing is that, like I said, these guys here don't believe in God as we believe in God. that there is an eternal God who is above humanity, they obviously believe that they can become God. And there is this goal to hack human beings, hacking their DNA and that kind of thing. Interestingly, Dr. Evil Noah Harari is an Israeli public intellectual. He's from Israel. I don't know what that means, but it's just, it says nationality Israel. And so, yeah, it kind of comes out in the end. They just kind of just say what they really mean to say, you know.
Science may enable life. After being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds,
science may enable
life to break out into the inorganic realm. So after 4 billion years of organic life shaped by natural selection, we are entering the era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design. So does the data about my DNA, my brain, my body, my life, does it belong to me or to some corporation or to the government or perhaps to the human collective? Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, this, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will, that's over. Free will, that's over.
That's
over. Oh, today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. Yeah, I mean, everything is being digitalized. Everything is being monitored. In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste.
Well, okay, so we do see that there is a connection between the Batman, and let me see if I can stop this before it goes into a commercial here. There is a connection, actually, between ideas of the Batman and all of the disaster movies that we're seeing where, you know, the end is not a happy ending, and the end is going to be ending with disaster. And that's the hope that everything will implode in itself. Lawlessness will abound, and then out of lawlessness will come the Batman or the Man of Steel, who will ultimately guide us into a new generation of hope. And that's what the Batman ended up doing, where he was beating criminals, and then he decided to stop fighting because it was futile to get out and fight. He lit a torch and he led the way. And so we have the same thing occurring with the Man of Steel. You know, in the Man of Steel theme, in the you know, in the comic books, because we really can see all what they really are revealing in the comic books. The whole idea behind the Man of Steel was that he was a shining example, a guiding light to humanity, and plus that he was also a man who guided us into a new realm of dealing with one another. There was that need for the Man of Steel to guide us, and this is what he did. And of course, his name was Lucifer. He's the dragon. You can see that on his chest. And because he's a man, he would be part of the born on the sixth day of creation, man was created on the sixth day, so there would be a 666 man, a man who will become a god. And of course, this is what man's desire is, to become God. And he will lead the world. Same thing with this whole concept of Batman, the whole idea behind Batman, the Batman, the Dark Knight. The Dark Knight coming from the darkness. Everything with him is dark. And he comes out of the darkness. And so we can't really show that. But the point that I'm making to you is that you can see where they want to go with this whole idea, is that humanity some sort of way will save themselves, but it will be a Superman who will come, the Superman, the 666 man, who will declare himself God, and he will rule the world. And that's what also the plans of the elite are. The elite know that they cannot control people by their souls and then their conscience, and the Holy Spirit actually interacts with humanity and gives us a conscience, and our conscience is controlled by the Holy Spirit, and that's which is inside of us keeps us loving one another and being kind and being generous and those kinds of things that basically run society. If it were not for the Holy Spirit, we would have killed each other a long time ago. But the Holy Spirit is better than gun control, because the Holy Spirit and the salvation of Jesus Christ, the governance of God inside the hearts of men, guides us in ways of morality. And I just thank God for that, right? We thank God for being able to be governed by the Holy Spirit. But they want to change that because they don't have anything else to offer. So they feel like the best thing to do is to hack us. And then they can control us the way they want to control us. And then through this hacking process, the hacking of people, then they will be able to, you know, have their way with us. And then, you know, nothing will be illegal unless they say it's illegal. And they don't really have to have a law, because there will be no reason for a law, because we will be subjects to their whims, their thoughts, their ideals. So interesting, because, you know, as I was looking at this, I also looked at this on another channel, and that one was over there on Rumble. And, I didn't post it to my Rumble channel. Thank God Rumble finally started coming to their senses, and used to be Rumble would not even monetize my videos, but I guess they kind of come to their senses and started monetizing. I think I made about $3 over there at Rumble. But the point is that Rumble had some videos up. And let's see here. The one that I'm thinking of came out of my subscriptions. And that one was, I don't really see him here. Let's see here. And they are not really showing it in my feed here. That's what I'm trying to find it here. Still trying to find it in the Rumble videos. Either way, that one was over here. Nope, it's over here on this side here. The videos that I'm referring to is the one where they are showing Klaus Schwab's actually talking about the whole thing of how the Great Reset will actually work. And he actually spills the beans right out of his mouth. That's what's going on. So he talks about this right out of his mouth. And it's mind-blowing to even watch it. Because as he's talking about it, it's absolutely stunning that that's what he really believes. He really believes that the best thing to do is to hack human beings, take away their free will, and then he was going to show people how to live. And he will declare himself, I guess, himself God. I don't know how long he's going to be God, because he's got Judgment Day coming. But, of course, let me see if I can play it for you.
So change
you
what we are doing, but it changes us. The difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
Right.
Just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. Editing your genes? Cool. I'll explain that later.
Yeah, so that's Awaken with JP if you're interested in going over there on Rumble and checking it out, because it's guys, this is where the plan is out in the open. They're right out in the open telling us what they're ready to do. And so it is true. It is absolutely true that a man wants to become God. And this idea that was sold to us in the Garden of Eden is an old idea, but it's still an idea that's being carried on today in the hearts of sinful men, that they are rebelling against God. And it's just like Satan said, God knows that in the day that you eat of this fruit, you'll become like gods, knowing good and evil. And so they feel like their technology will give them the rights to become God. And that's why the Apple logo has a apple with a bite out of it, of course, because the whole technological, technocratic society taking over humanity through technocracy will be their way of actually becoming a god. We need to pray for these people, right? Because, obviously, Dr. Yuval Harari is wrong. He's a sinner. And he needs salvation, because he does not know Jesus Christ. Let me see if we can find him. Either way, these people are lost. Noah. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. I think God is giving us hints everywhere. Right, he's letting us know everywhere. Thank you, guys. If these broadcasts has been any blessing to you, remember that this broadcast is listener supported, and I only really get supported through, me scratching and scratching and actually producing content that you like. And of course, you can't go to the Patreon, so ignore that, because I've been banned from Patreon for apparently saying something that I wasn't supposed to say. But anyway, if you love the truth, contribute, find my link, and put something in the coffee can, for a blessing. And again, remember that, you know, our Lord is really in charge of all that's going on, right? Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the day. We pray, Father, that as we leave, God, to go out into the world, we pray that we'll be a light in a dark place. Help us to have somebody to witness to today about Jesus Christ and his love, and that there is only one way to the Father, that's through him, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being the way, the truth, and the light. And thank you for opening our eyes. We realize, God, time is short. The enemy is on our tracks. But the kingdom of God cannot be foiled. The church of God, the gates of hell shall never prevail against the church. Help us to realize that we're safe in you, and that no matter what they do to the body, they cannot take our souls. We thank you for that. And we look forward to your kingdom. Pray that your kingdom come, your will be done. Deliver us from evil today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, that's it, guys. I'm going to get out of here. I got to get to work. But remember until next time that Jesus is the light of the world, and the truth shall set you free. God bless.